Grandma's glasses. Grandma lost her glasses. She looked under the table and she saw her pen.
That's my pen.
Grandpa came to help. He looked in the drawer and he found his book.
That's my book.
Harry looked too. He saw his comic on the table.
That's funny.
Megan looked under the cushion. She saw her teddy.
Hello, Teddy.
Then Mum came to help. She looked behind the curtains. She found Megan's shoe.
It's your lost shoe.
Scrap came to help too. He looked under the sofa and he saw his bone.
Crunch, crunch.
Everyone looked and looked. They saw lots of things, but no glasses. Then Harry said,
I can see Grandma's glasses. They are on her head. Look.
New blue shoes. Ella put on her blue shoes. They were too small.
Ouch! My blue shoes are too small, said Ella.
Oh dear! We will get you some new blue shoes, said Grandpa.
Grandpa and Ella went into a shoe shop. There were some yellow shoes, but there were no blue shoes. So they went into the next shop. They saw some pink shoes, but no blue shoes. In the next shop, there were some red shoes.
These are red shoes, said Ella. But I want blue shoes, said Ella. Blue!
So they went into the last shop. The last shop was full of blue shoes. But which shoes did Ella choose?
A house for hedgehog.
I need a new house, said Hedgehog. My house is too cold.
So Hedgehog went to look for a new house.
I like your house, Otter, said Hedgehog. But it is much too wet.
Hedgehog went to Rabbit's house.
I like your house, Rabbit, said Hedgehog. But there is no room for me. Come in.
Then Hedgehog went to Squirrel's house.
Your house looks warm, said Hedgehog. But I cannot live in a tree.
Come in.
Hedgehog went to Mole's house next. But Mole's house was much too dark.
I cannot see in the dark like you, said Hedgehog.
So Hedgehog went back to his own house. On the way, he slipped. Hedgehog rolled and rolled. He got covered in leaves.
I like my house best, said Hedgehog.
Melting snow.
It's snowing! Let's make a snowman!
Everyone came out to make a snowman. I want to make the head, said Tom. I want to make the body, said Joe. Everyone helped to make the snowman. It got bigger and bigger. The sun came out and the snow began to melt. Our snowman got smaller and smaller. The rain came down and more snow melted. Our snowman got smaller and smaller. Our snowman melted away. Everyone was sad. Mum made some new snowmen. They were smaller than our snowman. Everyone got a little snowman. They all melted away.
Presents for baby. Monday. On Monday, Mum went to hospital. Grandma and Grandad came to stay. Tuesday. On Tuesday, Mum had a baby boy. Dad took some flowers for Mum. Wednesday. On Wednesday, I went to see Mum and the baby. I took a present for him. Thursday. On Thursday, I went to the hospital with Grandma. I took some chocolates for Mum. Yum! Friday.
Wah!
On Friday, I went with Grandad. He made the baby cry. Saturday. On Saturday, we all went to see Mum and the baby. Gran took some shoes for him.
Wow!
Sunday. On Sunday, Mum and the baby came home.
Wow, a present for me. Thank you, baby.
The Singing Bird. There was once a little bird. She sang a lot. Everyone was happy. The king saw the little bird. He said,
"Come and live in this lovely cage." "Sing, little bird," said the king.
The little bird did not sing. She was too sad. Then the king said,
"Here is some food for you. Now sing, little bird, sing."
But the little bird did not sing. She was very sad. Now the king was very sad too. Then the king let the bird out.
"Go, little bird, go," he said.
She went up and up and up. Then the little bird was happy. She sang and sang and everyone was happy. The king was very happy too.